The Africa Report.
The Africa Report, as we look at from the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Soku, good Monday morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Abangile, and to listeners.
Good weekend then?
Yes.
I can see the smile. Yes. Yes, it was a perfect weekend. All right, but talking about perfect things, what is the perfect gift for Obama?
Well, you know, there is something called the African Heritage House. Now, this is an iconic home that's based in Kenya. The curator or the owner of the home is a U.S. fellow who basically came to Africa in the 60s. And he has established this home to be the home of African art. So it houses figurines, artworks, textiles, stone displays, sculptures. Anything you can think of that's African art related is housed in this heritage home. And what he has done, as he's taken ill, the curator, Alan Donovan, he has offered this home to Obama as he wants to start a library, and he thinks this is this perfect spot for him to actually begin that library, because at the moment the home is used as a tourist destination but also as a hub for artists who want to get inspiration in terms of the history, doing research about African art. I think many people always forget or think, you know, the revered artists are always the Picassos, all the Europeans, but no one ever really finds out as Africans what have we been doing. And this home is a perfect place for that. So if, you know, a budding artist wants to find out their roots, wants to find out what African art is all about, this is a perfect home to do so. And Donovan believes that, you know, if you mix that with a public African library about our heritage, it's just a match made in heaven. It is based in Kenya. If you go into the website, you can take a look at the design of the home itself. It takes inspiration from the great ancient ruins that are found in Mali. So, you know, even the architecture represents African style. I think many people don't even know that we've got African architecture. You know, we always wanted a Dutch home or a European or a French villa-style house or a Tuscan house. But we actually have our own creative ways of building homes, which are classic as well and are beautiful. This home is one of the most photographed homes on the continent. And if you go onto the website, as I say, you'll see all the pictures, all the artworks that are housed in there, and basically how people have reacted to the fact that maybe Obama could take this home as a gift and what it would mean for the Kenyan art scene. Should he do so or should he not?
Yeah. So all I'm thinking is, oh, wow, this is beautiful news. But also I'm thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe, if someone would do a sculpture of me or maybe a painting of me, it would fetch quite a lot of money. We will call it Denzelenzele. And, you know, I'll be looking out into the horizon, you almost, when they do that, like looking at the horizon. Denzelenzele. Yeah, I see it. How much do you think it will cost? Like 5 million there?
It's
starting
priceless.
There it is. Thank you so much. You see, you understand. So good to be here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to you listening at home. Also be part of the conversation. By the way, Soku joins us every day to give us the latest updates from the African continent.